for me, boy, yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
I can't let nobody.
But we got some special guests on the air today on this nice, bright, cold Ohio spring day. So we are going to Lorain City Schools to talk to two of my favorite people, Miss AJ and Dr. Sturgill. Dr. AJ and Dr. Sturgill. I'm going to see, they're my friends, so I get to talk stuff, but I want to give honor where honor is due. So welcome, Lorain Titans fam. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing really good, and hopefully we could bring the sun out, so it'd be better than the snow we have right now.
If you could do that, I'll vote for you for President of the United States of America, Doc.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Lorain.
Good morning. Good morning. We're always so very happy to hear from Lorain City Schools. And you guys got some good news on what's going on in our community and everything that's happening over there. So let's talk about the creation of the whole Titans fam.
Sure, we would love to talk about it. So it started out really from our superintendent, Dr. Graham's vision around getting parents more engaged, whether it be before school, during school, or after school, and increasing family involvement in our schools. So through his vision, we started to work with our team here at the board office, families, and other administrators on creating something different than the regular parent-teacher organization, which is PTO or PTA, and trying to increase parent volunteerism and family volunteerism in the school. So we created this Titan Fam, which is Titan Family Action Members. And there's really four things that some of the goals around Titan Fam. One of them, we wanted to create a community that celebrated learning. We want to make sure we welcome families, our community, and make sure that we know that it's okay to volunteer. Even if it's 15, 20 minutes or half an hour, we want you there. We want you in our schools.
So I'm going to hold you right there, Dr. Sturgill, because... And I've said this before with you guys being in here. Since some of the tragedies that have happened across our nation over the last decade or so, it seems like we've buttoned the schools up very, very tight from a safety aspect. But it's still, you're saying we invite the support of the community and the help and involvement of the community. Now, you may have to go through some checkpoints or go through some other things, but basically you're saying we've swung our doors somewhat open and we want that involvement. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. And we are still safe. Very safe schools.
Amen.
But it's very important to move forward and to ensure that you know, parents are involved and they see that we are safe in our schools is very important. We have swung those doors open and we are inviting our families into our buildings and into our meetings.
Amen. That's great. That's great. I'm sorry to mean to interrupt you, but I just think it's very, very, because that's not just parents, but that's also grandparents and aunties. And we need that village to surround our young people. So that's super important. I want to make sure we made that point.
Absolutely. We want everybody to be involved.
Amen.
And we want to make sure that we sponsor and support district-wide events, projects, field trips, and assemblies. And we also celebrate diversity through cultural awareness. And like you said, Mr. Ballard, it's when we talk about families, families are not just about two-parent homes. Sometimes it's about aunties, aunties, and big mamas. Amen. So we want to make sure when we're talking about families, we're incorporating everyone that's going to be there to support a child.
Yep. Outstanding.
And so even though we might have the policy of you might have to come and you might have to get a background check, but even if you can't do the background check, you can always come out and cut out some stars, or you might be able to come and do something else with the school. But it's about coming to support your student.
Amen.
And the number one person that comes to support the student, that's the person that the student is always going to learn from. And so family members are the first people to learn from.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's
great. And a lot of this work also came around when we started talking to parents about, you know, parent-teacher organizations or the PTAs. A lot of parents kind of said, eh, you know, we want to be involved, but we don't want to be that involved in PTOs. So we created, again, this Titan Fam to this initiative to get parents involved. We take care of the funding. We take care of a lot of the planning, but we want to make sure that they're involved in some of the planning, but also know that they could come at any time, be part of the school's assemblies, and be involved.
So how often does the Titan Fam meet? How often do you guys meet, and how do the other people get involved?
Yes, so our Titan Fam actually meets monthly. Actually, we have a meeting tonight at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the Lorraine High School. We call it the atrium, which is right in front of the auditorium.
Okay.
And we have a special guest picked by the parents. We do a survey to the parents, and we want to get their feedback about what they want to hear about. Last meeting, we had College of Career Readiness and College of Career Pathways, our CCP in early college, where Amanda Haney came in and talked to the parents about how to get into those programs. This month, the parents want to know about summer activities and summer programming. So Barb Bowen is going to be there tonight. She's our Executive Director of Student Services and Academic Technology. We'll be there tonight to discuss our summer camps, our summer school, and other summer opportunities.
So you guys should invite me to come one of these meetings, and I'll break dance for the people, and maybe that can get everybody, that'll get the place full.
Well,
all right,
well, we want to see that.
Yeah, that's exciting. All Lorraine County would love to see that. Me too. Outstanding, outstanding. So we meet monthly. There's a meeting going on tonight. It's going to be at the atrium at 6 o'clock at the Lorraine High School. So that's good information. So if someone wants to come, and we can give this out several times, is there a phone number or is there a website or where would they go to gather more information about tonight and moving further?
Yes, it is on our Facebook, and it is also on our website, or they could call myself or AJ at 440-830-4006 or 4003, and they could contact us. It's also, we're going to have a Zoom link, so if parents cannot make it in person, but they want to be involved through Zoom, tell them to contact us, and we'll give them the Zoom link, and they can be involved.
Very good. So, Ms. AJ, let me ask you. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Stephen.
And we will have, which is very important to our district, we will have EL support. So if we have parents that do not speak any English, there will be, Waleska Soto will be there to offer translation services.
Outstanding. So I'm going to ask Ms. AJ, is this whole Titan family, is it just about coming and meeting and being lectured to, or what's all entailed in the Titan fam?
So it is about getting ideas about what parents want to see and want to do as part of activities here in the district. And also about what information they want to hear about. Sometimes as educators, we can think about what we want parents to know, but sometimes parents have ideas of what they want to know about. So we could talk about things that are going to be coming up about our Titan Fam spring event, and we're going to be talking about that big event that's going to be coming up on May 11th, and so we're going to be talking about that, but some other events that the parents want to see in the district.
Outstanding. Well, I know, I was there at the Winter Wonderland event, and I was utterly shocked at the amount of involvement from family, friends, the giveaways, the tables, the just the whole family experience that happened at the Winter Wonderland. So if it's even a fraction of what we did at the Winter Wonderland, I mean, I'm ready to just go stand in line now to get ready for the spring event.
You know, the comment we hear from parents at these meetings is, well, we didn't know this stuff was going on in Lorain City Schools. We didn't know we have this. We didn't know you offer this. So one of the biggest goals that we have is to make sure our parents are our biggest communicators out to other parents. So if you come, we want you to be able to reach out to all these parents who don't know what's going on in the school district, to reach out and say, hey, they have these programs and there's great things going on in our school district. Here's what they're doing. And so we want our parents who come to these meetings to be our biggest communicators to our community.
Outstanding. So I'm gonna give a plug for our spring event, which is on May 11th at from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Lorain High School. As we used to say, come one, come all. Everybody come on out and be ready for amazing event. And you guys are probably going to hear me say this at least three more times before we wind this call up. So is there anything else that we're missing as far as all the involvement and at what point we get to get families involved at Lorain City Schools?
I would say, you know, the other thing is if they go out to their school buildings where their students are at, go and talk to the principals. The other thing is go to parent-teacher conferences and show up and talk to the teachers. Go and talk to the principals. That open communication is key. That's where it starts at, and that is the foundation. And then, of course, come to Titan Fam and be involved with the event.
Amen. I often say from middle school on up, when you got our kids there, even if your kids have already graduated or your grandkids are often doing their own thing, for our young people, middle school, girls sports, boys sports, co-ed sports, for you to see adults that you're familiar with, that you see from your neighborhood, from your church, from your community, your friends of your parents, it just means a lot. And the kids walk a little more upright when they know they got the influence of adults there who they respect, or they want to garner the respect of those adults. So we so need our adults in this community to help us raise this village that we call Lorain City School Kids. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. And okay, I'm gonna stop preaching. I'll get off my soapbox now. It's about the Titans. It's about the Titans fam. So as we get ready to wrap up, and I've got as much time as you all do, but as we get ready to wrap up, Mr. Sturgill, is there anything else that you would like to add to our visit today?
Yes. Just again, you know, please get involved. I think AJ stated his best that the more we have parents involved in any of our school activities, it's just the better we're able to get feedback from our parents about what they want to see and do for our children. And so even for tonight, again, from at 6 p.m. in the LHS atrium, please come and be involved. We do have some refreshments tonight, and it'll only be an hour. We know that your time is precious, and so we go from 6 to 7, and we end right at 7. But you're able to be heard, and we actually listen and see what do the families want with us at Lorain City Schools. But also, just remember, with May 11th, we got games, we're going to have crafts, We're going to have STEM activities. We've got outdoor activities. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have free meals. We're going to have, again, if you went to the Winter Wonderland, this is going to be even better.
Amen. Amen. And I continue to say, people often ask me on the street or while I'm eating dinner or whatever, how can we get involved? How can we get involved? Well, we've hung the shingle out there saying we need you all to get involved. So please, this is a great on-ramp. Whether you are a young person that's out of school, that just want to give back, or whether you're a little more seasoned person who just decided that I need something to do and I would love to help shape the community that I live in. So come one, come all, we need you all to get involved. And as we're wrapping up, Miss AJ, do you have anything to add?
Nope. Like I said, I need those aunties, those uncles, those big mamas, those Papa G's. Come on out and join Titan Fam.
And I will say to you all, whenever you have a message that needs to be out to our community, whether there's an event coming up or not, or you just want to give us an update, please stop by and talk to our listeners here at WNZN Power 89.1, because we get our information on what's going on the inside when you guys give it to us. And my team is around here. They look like I've asked all the right questions already, so they look like they're pretty good. So hold on 1 second. I got a big mama that wants to talk now.
Yeah, you really have.
Okay.
This is Big Mama, and I want you to make sure that you tell everybody down at the school to vote for WNZN. We're up for a Stellar Award. And we need to bring it back to Lorain, Ohio. So, Mark, you please tell them how to vote for WNZN.
All right. I'm so embarrassed right now.
I'm sorry.
But that's
but no, I'm
that's
not.
What Big Mamas do.
But no, I'm not.
That's what Big Mamas do. All right, Nana. So y'all heard what Nana said. Y'all vote, everybody who can, please vote WNZN for the Stellar Award. That's a pretty big deal in our industry. So we look forward to seeing you guys, and hopefully we'll see some of you all tonight at the meeting from 6 to 8 at Lorain High School right there at the atrium. And prepare for our Titans Fam Night on May the 11th from 5:30 to 8 right there at the high school. So we're going to wrap it up and say good job. And thank you both for all you do for our young people here in this community. You're changing lives every day. We know sometimes the load gets a little bit heavy, but there's people that's watching that say great job. And we so appreciate all the good work that you're doing for our future. So thank you all again.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
That was the leadership over at Lorain High School, actually Lorain School as a whole, just telling you all the great things that are going on in Lorain City Schools. So you guys be aware, come out, hang out, and we look forward to seeing you guys tonight at 6 o'clock for the gathering meeting. And Sherry's going to put me back out of her chair. So thank you for garnering me this time. You guys will be right back.